What country are we living in? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Houston, an assistant U.S. attorney who's been prosecuting 34 members of the white supremacist Aryan Brotherhood has suddenly announced he's withdrawing from the case because of what he called security concerns. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jay Heilman didn't say what those concerns were, but a friend of his, who happens to be one of the lawyers for the defense in the case, thinks he's probably worried about his family.
I understand why someone would want to step back. And it makes sense to me, especially people that have families.
This follows the assassinations of two other attorneys in Kaufman County, Texas, a rural area southeast of Dallas. 2 months ago, Kaufman County Assistant DA Mark Hosse was killed near his courthouse office. It happened on the same day as the first guilty pleas were entered in the Aryan Brotherhood case. Then, just last Saturday, Kaufman County DA Mike McClellan and his wife Cynthia were found shot dead in their home. McClellan had helped investigate the Brotherhood. He was shot when he answered the doorbell. Listen to CBS's Anna Werner describe the atmosphere at the county courthouse.
You know, you can really get a sense from the conversations I had with judges who said they're concerned, with the man from the district attorney's office who said inside their office, we are frightened and scared.
There's no evidence the Brotherhood ordered these hits. In fact, there are experts who say this looks more like the work of a Mexican drug cartel. But whatever it is, to see this kind of violence happening here, it's like we suddenly woke up in a third world country. Except with better plumbing. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.